People generally think of Center County as being a very safe place to live, so where did the idea for this Are We Safe article come from?
Well, it is a pretty safe place to live if you're comparing it to Pittsburgh or Philly or New York City, but that doesn't mean it's completely safe. No place is. The idea came from some of the recent cases in the news, in the daily paper, and the fact that I knew that rape and sexual assault was underreported from other communities where I lived before.
And that was one of the things I found so shocking about this article is the drastic underreporting of these crimes. You referenced Department of Justice reports that say as few as 1 in 10 to only 1 in 20 of these crimes are ever actually reported.
Right, exactly. It's even worse than that at the Penn State campus. By Penn State's own numbers, it's 100 times what's being reported. They did a random sample survey a few years ago that showed that many more women are being sexually assaulted than any reports that are showing up at the police.
What are some of the reasons you found in your research that it is so underreported? Is it still the stigma of it's the victim's fault?
Well, there's some of that, of course, but there's also just the victim having to go out into the world, having made a charge and dealing with friends and relatives who think that it wasn't worth it to disrupt other people's lives by reporting this. Or there's the credibility problem with, for instance, the woman that I spoke with. What do you do with a date rape drug if you've never dealt with it and you just wake up and all of a sudden you have to put it together what happened? How do you explain that to people and convince them that this happened?
Would it be Lydia that you're referring to?
Yeah.
Lydia was a girl who was raped by a friend of a friend and eventually ended up in the justice system herself with a DUI.
Well, this is what I found most fascinating because this is what most people don't focus on. And I came across this by accident when I went to interview an attorney who defends rapists, a charged rapist. And he actually said, I have many more clients who are the women of rape because they don't process it, and they end up drinking and drugging their way through the pain. And so they end up interacting with the legal system in an entirely different way.
Lydia was a young girl, and in your article, according to the Department of Justice, a girl's first few weeks of freshman and sophomore year at college, particularly the first few days of her freshman year, are the most dangerous times she will ever face in her life.
Exactly. I mean, imagine these girls, the first time away from home for most of them. For a lot of them in Pennsylvania, this might be the biggest community they've ever lived in. And they don't know. They don't know what's coming. Now, Penn State used to prepare them. Up until a couple years ago, they had 40 minutes in their freshman orientation specifically addressing sexual assault awareness for the men and the women who were coming to Penn State. But they removed that 2 years ago, so now these girls are basically walking in here blind.
Another possible reason for underreporting, as stated in your article, is the fact that, according to a study by the National Center for Policy Analysis, a rapist has only a 16% chance of going to prison.
Right, and most women don't know the percentage, right? We just have this basic impression, probably from the news and from the people we talk to, that rape is not a serious crime in the judicial system. At least it isn't around here. You see plea bargains all the time, guys getting off with a few months here or there, or some probation, if they even get that far. The cases where there are false reports of rape, of course, always do damage to all of those cases out there that aren't reported that are real reports, true reports, or unreported. So if you have this basic sense in a community that rape and sexual assault are not serious crimes, you've got men out there thinking, what's the big deal? And you got women out there feeling hopeless.
And I would think another part of that is that women tend to get complacent in safer areas like Center County. You don't expect somebody to jump out of the bushes and attack you.
Right. And again, as we said in the article, and as any expert will tell you, that's only 1 in 10 cases. But what you really don't think is that the guy you stayed late with to study with at the library is going to rape you. And you don't think that the guy you have a drink with on a Saturday afternoon, like Lydia did, is going to rape you. And that's a complacency that all women face. You know, we have to walk through this world, and we can't do it afraid all the time. And that's where I think the judicial system has to come into play, and our enforcers. They have to get more serious about this, because we shouldn't have to walk out there and fear every single man we ever see.
Rape and sexual assault are just one part of this article. The other thing you talk about is domestic violence. What kinds of things did you discover in your research about domestic violence in Center County?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, again, we rely on the experts around here. The Center County Women's Resource Center said that their numbers are dropping, and they were very suspicious of that as soon as they saw it. And because they've been in the field for so long and they know what they're doing, they say, look, we think what's going on here is that women know there's no place to go. And the biggest obstacle to any woman leaving an abusive husband, for example, is economics. So if you're in the middle of a recession, you're not only dealing with a man who's probably laid off and has more opportunities to do what he's going to do, but you're dealing with a woman who's convinced she has no place to go.
What are some of the resources available to victims?
You can always dial 911. And the Center County Women's Resource Center is an incredible resource. There's a 24-hour confidential hotline that's 877-234-5050. There's the Mount Nittany Medical Center, of course, at 234-6110. And Penn State students can go to Counseling and Psychological Services, the Sexual Assault Services, or the Women's Health Department at University Health Services. And what all women should know, and men who are sexually assaulted, is that just because you go to these places doesn't mean they're going to call the cops and get you embroiled in the judicial system. You get to make those decisions along the way, working with people who are there to look out for your best interests. And I do want to make sure to make a point that the people who are working as advocates in this field, from the police to the women at the resource center, are amazing people. They are operating under awful conditions. They're excellent, hardworking, passionate, brilliant people working under a really bad system.
Susan Arum, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Susan Arum is the managing editor of Voices of Central PA. I'm Lindsay Whistle, WPSU.